And Christ was in the synagogue there in Luke 4. When he read the scriptures and said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears, in your hearing," they marveled at his words. I've likened it to someone that writes a book. And these days, when someone writes a book, they have to go back and read it in their own words. And it has an impressive sound to it when you hear this being read by the very one that wrote it. People are impressed with men's words. But when the Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth and he spoke, it wasn't random. He never spoke a word but which was from a heart of wisdom, to teach wisdom to those that he came to save. That's why he said he spoke in parables. It wasn't for everybody. But men were impressed with how he spoke and how he referred to the scriptures and interpreted them. And yet, they were left to their own darkness. Because it's not just hearing this word. It's not just memorizing it. But it's hearing the voice of the very author himself. That as we read, and as I preach from this, that it be the Lord teaching us. Many times, even as I'm preaching, I'm praying, "Lord, be my teacher. Open my mouth and fill it." That all of us together, I'm not above anyone here, all of us together as needy sinners hear his voice. Because in his teaching, from his heart, is true wisdom and knowledge. And I'll tell you this, the only man that God has ever purposed to honor and glorify is his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. All others serve his purpose. That's why he's called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, I'm happy to have it that way. I can't even bring order to my own life. We all determine certain things and we get up and the Lord blasts the boards, just takes it out of the way. So then you're, okay, how are the Lord's leading and directing? We may not know 1 second from now how he's directing, but you can look back on your life, no matter how that road is turned and twisted. But the scriptures say, even our wanderings, are they not written in his book as to whether you turn right or left? Again, people don't like that. I had somebody say to me, "Well, all you're doing is making robots out of men." And I said, "Well, no, even that's too sophisticated. The scriptures say we're nothing but clay. What is clay but what the potter determines to make of it?" Don't sophisticate it by calling people robots. No. We're nothing but clay, that unless God is pleased to make something to his honor and glory, that's all be dead clay, dry. No matter how you water it, it's still clay. So that's the Lord's to determine. And so you read on, "Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer." Even in this, if you talk about the dross, that's when you take and put it in the furnace. It's to separate out what is useless, which is what dross is. It's worthless and useless. But it's, and I'm not even going to pretend to explain how dross gets onto silver and clay. It has something to do with the acid reactions and whatnot. But no matter what, with all of that dross, there is that silver that God himself, his purpose, should be for good. And it's the Lord that purposes the dross. It's the Lord that purposes what is silver. And he's going to bring everything through his refining fire. But to think about this word fitly spoken, and here it's described as gold in pictures of silver. Some sit there and say, "Well, is this talking about true apples that have that color of gold that's set in a fine silver basket so that when people walk by and see it, their desire is to take it to eat it? Or is it truly an ornament?" It's just, they used to take apples, and sometimes people will put settings of apples on the table that when you reach it, it looks so good, you reach for it, And the host will say, oh, no, no, don't drink that or don't eat that because those aren't real. But the way they're made and laid out, it attracts. And that's why here in verse 12 is an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold. It's what attracts a person to another and causes them to see the beauty in that other. But either way, the whole view here of these apples of gold, because they used to do this back in the day, they would set these things in prominent places on the table and other things in the king's palace particularly as an ornament to the glory of that king or that palace and made it presentable. But this can be applied to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the word of the gospel as it's spoken, and as God is pleased to cause that word to be timely to weary souls, because that's who we are. We're nothing but sinners. And that it is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners,